All right, we are live. We are back. We are live. Rob Sicari, Rob Sicari Show. Welcome, everybody. Get ready for another exciting day. Or actually, it's night. We've changed our times. We are now working at night. Yes, we are working at night. My mother actually said, "Do you think that'll be better? Do you think you'll... You like it at night?" I said, "I got no choice. Do I like it better at night? I got no choice. I got to do it at night. I got the day stuff going on. I got all the day stuff going on with the baby and everything that we're doing. I got to do the night show. I got to do it. I got no choice. So... yeah, you can listen to me, or you could listen to Meghan McCain. All right, you can listen to me or Meghan McCain. Or, well, we're not on that late. George Norrie, if you want to listen to aliens. Maybe we'll start talking about aliens. And you know, abductions and things like that. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But don't forget, you can listen to us on iHeartRadio. You can listen to us on Spreaker. You can listen to us on Blog Talk. And, of course, you can go to the website, therobzicarishow.com. And you can watch us on, I think, Periscope and YouTube. And they haven't done the Facebook Live yet. But everything else they do. Like I said, we do that for our... friends that want the video feed. Me, I'd rather not have the whole video thing. I like just doing the radio. Because when you get the video thing, I can't pick my nose. I can't adjust myself. I gotta look away. I can't look too dumpy. It's not meant to be a video show. It's not meant to be a TV show. If it was meant to be a TV show, it'd be done differently. It'd be formatted differently. But, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, let's get into every... We got a busy show. I got notes. I got all sorts of stuff to get to. So, here's a question I have. Now, it's not a big bit. We're not going to go into a huge bit, but who is Amtrak? I mean, there's not a lot of train companies, but who is like Amtrak or the various companies that control the whole train system? Or I mean, listen. We had a derailment today, those of you who've been in a cave somewhere. But we've had a derailment. It's the second derailment in, 2 years? Thankfully, this one only killed one person, but 100 plus were injured. But you all remember the one in Philly. Killed a whole bunch of people. And the same thing that happened in Philly, it happened in Hoboken. The train was going too fast, going into the station. And there was no mechanism that should have been on the train to slow it down. So it basically ran into a wall. There was one train operator who reports say he was slumped over behind the controls. I mean, there's got to be a reason. Listen, all these trains, and like I said, I don't want to go into a huge... a half hour bid or 45 minute bid on this. But there's got to be something going on. In the famous words of Donald Trump, there's got to be something going on. There's got to be. I mean, think about it. You have, back in 08, Congress putting a bill together, passing a bill, that says by 2016, all trains are to have positive train control, which is the system that if the train is going to the stop way too fast, this mechanism slows the train down. So if the train operator is passed out, if he has a heart attack, not paying attention, the train slows down. Now, my question was, why the hell was it an 8-year process? Why did Congress say, hey, train people, you got 8 years. You got 8 years. But nonetheless, they gave them 8 years. And then as they were approaching the time they were supposed to have this positive train control on all the trains in America, they extended the time frame to the end of 2018. Why? Like, somebody has to be getting paid. Somebody has to be benefiting. Someone has to be reaping the rewards of giving the train companies 10 years to basically put a mechanism on all the trains that would save lives. I mean, somebody's getting paid. Somebody, as Trump would say, something's going on. Something's going on. But it's just insane. It's just insane. Dudes dressed as chicks. Okay? Dudes dressed as chicks can go to any bathroom they want. And that was done quicker than a safety mechanism put on all the trains in America. This is amazing to me. It's amazing. I know liberals are outraged. Right now, liberals are like, how could you say that? But it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. And this isn't the second time this has happened. Remember, Philly, this time. But there was, why do you think they put a bill in place in the first place? Because this was happening. I mean, it's just bizarre to me. It's bizarre. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre that they don't require two train drivers. I mean, that's bizarre to me. I always thought they did. No, he's one. One guy. That's it. You would think there would be two. No. Now, you know the train companies don't want to do all this stuff because it costs them money. I mean, that's why nobody that's ever in these industries wants to do safety or things of that nature because it costs them money. Got to do seatbelts. Cost them money. Remember, cars didn't have seatbelts. But over time, as individuals kept getting thrown through windows, and other individuals would say, hey, if we just put this strap, I mean, and the companies were like, no, God, it'll cost us so much money. So eventually, they put seatbelts in. I mean, I get it. not a lot of people commute on the train, or at least in terms of an airplane. I know, guys, don't start emailing me with all these numbers. There's so many people. I just said, compared to an airplane. So I get it. It's not on the people's priority list, but still. Jesus. 10 years? 10 years. You want to talk about, failure. 10 years to put this positive train control. It's just... So somebody's definitely getting paid. Somebody's getting paid. Don't know who. I'm not a, I'm not an investigator. I think they should. Maybe Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon could be investigating this. All right? This would be interesting to find out who's benefiting from letting the train companies not put a safety mechanism on the trains that they were supposed to do years and years and years ago. But that happened. It's sad. It's a good thing nobody else died. Think about it. No one died on the train. The person that died was the person waiting for the train. That's gotta suck. You're waiting for this train and you get killed. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. That's why these types of things are just so disturbing to me. It's kind of like the whole immigration debate. When you bring up illegals and murders or rape or whatever, robbery, molestation, whatever. And the left goes, do you realize how small of the population of illegals commit crimes compared to American citizens? Do you understand that? I do understand that, but it's something that can be prevented. If you're telling me there's 200,000 crimes, if you're saying in the course of a year there's 200,000 crimes, as big as rape, murder, as small as getting a Nutter Butter from Ralph's and running out of the store and not paying for it. All those crimes, big, small, could have been prevented if those illegals were not allowed to be here. So it's kind of like the train thing. Those people wouldn't have been hurt. The woman wouldn't have died. People in Philly wouldn't have died if Congress and the train companies would have done their job. It was preventable. Now, do we know for sure this gadget, this positive train control would have worked? Well, we don't know for sure, but it was made to prevent this stuff from happening. But again, it's something that could have been prevented. It wasn't prevented, and now people are injured, a person's dead, and it's messed up, and it's exactly what is wrong with this country. Like I've said before, we've got dudes dressed as women using whatever bathroom they want, and those laws and the outrage and everything around that has been done quicker than train safety. Rock on, Barack Hussein Obama.